And now on BBC Radio 4, it's time once again for the show business legend raconteur and twice voted the man most likely to be twice voted for something in a poll, Count Arthur Strong. Having been twice voted for something twice, Count Arthur now hopes to achieve similar success in the upcoming vote for the man most likely to be voted three times for something three times, if there is one. Join him now for this festive installment of Count Arthur Strong's Radio Show.
Please release me, da, 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 because I love you. Would be a sin. Release me, I don't know where you've been.
Oh, they don't write songs like that anymore. Songs that actually mean something. Is that toast ready yet, Malcolm?
No.
Do you know, it's rubbish, is that toaster. Put it down again. That's three times now. I've half a mind to take the thing back and put it in the skip I found it in. See how they'd like that.
I don't know why I have to be at the theatre with you every day.
What are you talking about? You're my personal distemper. Distresser. Dresser.
Yes, but you're the understudy.
I'm the understudy to the star, thank you. It's a very demanding role, turning up here every day and doing nothing. Let me tell you, it takes some doing nothing. It's not as easy as I make it look. Oh, for crying out loud. Just a minute. What shall I do with this toaster? Come on, think. I'll stick it in the sodden drawer. Open the drawer. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm in me underpants. Right, here I come. Oh, it's you. What do you want?
Have you got a toaster in here?
A toaster? A toaster what?
What do you mean, a toaster what? A toaster you do toast in.
Oh, a toaster. Oh, I know what you mean now. You put bread in them to make toast. Yes, I thought you meant a toaster. for your feet.
What's one of them?
Oh, have you never heard of toe stars? They're marvellous, aren't they, Malcolm?
Yes.
Well, tell him.
What?
Tell him what they are.
Wouldn't that be better coming from you?
No, it would be better coming from you. After all, Malcolm, if it was you who saw them in Lidl's and came rushing back to tell me.
Well, they come in different colours. Red and
yes, that's right. Red and black and yellow, white, blue, green, grey, beige, orange, apple, bananas, pears, grapes, plums, strawberries, raspberries, cranberries, gooseberries, blackberries, loganberries, raspberries.
You've said raspberries.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I haven't. Have I said raspberries, you?
Are you winding me up? No toasters in a dressing room. I won't tell you an 11th time.
Right, little Hitler.
What did you just say?
Bright, brittle, littler.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Do you know what everything you say means?
Yes.
Oh, well, good for you. You're one of the lucky ones then, aren't you? Anyway, haven't you got a stage door to manage? You're getting on my nerves now. Listen, as chief undertaker on this production of Bedbugs and Matchmakers. Sticks. Bedbugs and Matchsticks.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Where is that smoke coming from?
What smoke?
That smoke is coming out of that drawer.
Oh, sod it. It's not smoke, it's just a stage effect. Dry ice, yes. So that, Malcolm, is how you do a drawer on fire in professional theatre. Anyway, always lovely to see you, Phil.
Oi, who are you pushing?
Sorry, you have to rush off. Goodbye. Get that drawer open. Oh, don't for crying out loud. Push it down once, nothing. Push it down twice, nothing. Push it down thrice, and you've got the towering sodden inferno in toast form. My last two slices of sodden bread as well. You'll have to get another loaf after the matinee now, unless I can catch a couple of slices of someone else.
You may enter, but I must warn you, I'm wearing no trousers.
Very well, but I enter on the presumption you have underwear on. Oh, you do. Thank goodness for that. You take your life into your own hands coming in here.
Ah, tis you, dear boy.
Hey, you haven't got a couple of slices of bread, have you, Charles?
Bread?
Yes, my last two slices were just reduced to cinders in what can only be described as a freak fire in my drawers.
Sadly, no, I am not allowed bread.
Not allowed bread? Says who?
My kinesiologist.
Really?
Oh, these flowers should brighten things. Oh, it's you.
Oh, hello, Margaret.
Hello, Arthur. Can we help you?
I came in to see if he had any bread.
He's not allowed bread.
I know that. He's just told me. Because of his orange knees.
What are you talking about?
He just told me he can't have bread because his knees are orangey. Why that means you can't have bread, frankly, I'm struggling with.
Kinesiology.
I know they are. I've just said that. How did you find out it was the bread that was turning them orange?
The day is not long enough to explain to you what kinesiology is.
Oh, a bit personal, is it? I remember when I found out I had hemorrhoids. I've just gone to the doctor's for a routine periscope. He did have cold hands, like a bunch of frozen fish fingers resting on your rump.
No, stop. Please go now. We're coming up to showtime.
Are we? Oh, well, I'd better go and get ready then.
For what?
For understudying your Charlie. It doesn't just happen, you know. I have to be sat there primed and alert and ready to go off at a moment's notice. I'm like a coiled spring, I am, when I'm understudying.
Count Strong. Count Strong.
Get out of it. I'll knock your block off. Talk to me like that.
What?
What?
The show's just finished.
What show?
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Good, good. Did I go on? I presume I smashed it?
No, you didn't go on.
Oh, that's a shame. They have to pay me more if I go on. Well, that's not going to happen now, is it? One show left. Right, come on then. Let's go and get something to eat. After all, an actor marches on his own stomach. I will have, Jerry, egg, bacon, two sausages, beans, mushrooms, tinned tomatoes and hash browns with some Bubblesqueak fried bread and a double black pudding, please, with half rice and half chips with cheese on it. I'd better keep it light in case I have to go on tonight and it all starts repeating on me. There's absolutely nothing worse in the actor's Bible than belching your way through a show. They'll all tell you that. Incidentally, I'll tell you who is the worst belcher in the business. Penelope Keith. It's like acting opposite an angry walrus.
John T with it.
What did he say, Malcolm?
Do you want tea?
Oh, that's very kind of you. Yes, I'll join you for a cup of tea. What a delightful boy you're shaping up to be. You can bring it over when it's ready, Malcolm.
Hello, Arthur.
Geoffrey. Good afternoon, Sally.
Hello.
What are you plotting, then?
We're not plotting anything.
You two look like the three witches in that play that Shakespeare wrote with the three witches in. Not Bewitched. That was that thing on telly with her that wriggled her nose.
Not Witch Magazine. The Witches of Eastbourne. No, East Anglia. Candlewick, that's it. The Witches of Candlewick. I fell asleep watching that the other night. It had her that was the, you know, the singer. What did she sing? Oh, I know. I got you, babe. She sang that with a little son. Cher, that's her. Sonny and Cher. Fancy, though, calling yourself after a piece of furniture. Cher. Still, I suppose it could have been worse. It could have been Sonny and Stool. Or Sonny and Sideboard. Sonny and Hostess Trolley. Here, now, here's a question for you, Geoffrey. If you had to be named after a piece of furniture, what would it be?
What would I want to call myself after a piece of furniture for?
I'm not saying you want to. I'm saying if, by law, you had to be named after an item of furniture. Yes, it's just a bit of fun, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of fun, actually.
I can't think.
Oh, all right, put it this way. Say your life depends on it. Which piece of furniture would you pick to call yourself the same name as if your life depended on it?
Why would my life depend on that?
Oh, it's just what they say.
Who?
People! Just shut up and do it. Imagine that if you don't choose an item of furniture to name yourself after, I'm going to brutally run you through with a broadsword. Again and again.
Couldn't I just die peacefully in my sleep?
Where's the sense of urgency about that? The whole point of the exercise is that you must choose your furniture name or die immediately.
It's not very nice, is it?
Just call yourself after some sodding furniture. Do it now.
Table.
Table? Oh, for crying out loud. All the furniture you can have in a room and you pick table. Unbelievable.
All right. What would you call yourself?
Well, I wouldn't call myself sodding table. That's worse than chair. Sunny and table. That doesn't work at all. I'd opt for something much more high-toned, like bureau. You'll never get on top of the pops with a name like table, Geoffrey.
I don't want to be on top of the pops.
And that's what's wrong with your generation. If you don't mind me saying so, Geoffrey, absolutely no ambition. Rennie and Renato would be turning in their mass grave to hear you talking about top of the pops like that.
Here's your tea, Count Strong.
Thank you, Malcolm.
What are we talking about, then?
Geoffrey's new name. He only wants to call himself Table.
Table?
Yes, out of all the furniture you can think of.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
You know chair that was in the Switches of Airwick? She sang I've Got Flu, Babe. With a little sun on bottom of the pops. Well, if Geoffrey could be a piece of furniture like her, he'd be a table. It's very straightforward.
Excuse me.
What?
Could you pass me the sauce across?
Oh, an autograph, you say? Why, I'd be delighted.
No, I just want...
I'll do it on this napkin. Fond regards, Count Arthur Strong. There we are. And you've got the added bonus of me just having wiped my mouth on it.
Oh.
Go on, off you go now. Oh, how lovely. That happens to me all the time, that does, since I've been at the Adelphi Theatre in Doorknobs and Mushrooms.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Yes, thank you, Malcolm. I do know what the play I'm in is called. I said mushrooms because you've left three on your plate, Geoffrey. In future, could you not leave mushrooms on your plate when I'm saying the name of plays I'm in?
Yeah, but you're not in it, are you, really?
Of course I am.
Yeah, but you haven't been on, have you? How can people recognise you from it if you actually haven't been on stage?
Because I, Sally, radiate star quality. Some call it magnetism, some call it creosote.
Creosote?
Not creosote, idiot. Calamine. No, not calamine. Charisma, that's it. People say I have charisma oozing out of every known orifice.
you don't even have a proper dressing room.
How dare you? Of course I have a proper dressing room. It's a lovely dressing room. Yes, I've got a cocktail cabinet and a sink and everything in there. Yes. Mind you, I'm more often to be found in dressing room number one, chatting to Charles Buchanan. Oh, yes, we're in and out of each other's dressing rooms all the time.
Really?
Yes. We're as thick as two short planks, we are. As thick as they come. Thieves! As thick as two short, thick thieves. Me and Charles, yes. Oh, it's a shame it's the last one tonight. It would have been lovely to invite you all for drinks in my literally voluminous dressing room.
What? And you can really do that, can you?
Of course I can, Sally. In fact, I've got one or two celebrity friends that will be dropping by tonight.
Oh, go on then. Who?
Elton's John's said he might stick his head round the door, though that is conditional on him getting a babysitter. Tim Henman, the cricketer, said he wants to come. Banksy. And Valerie Simpleton of Blue Peter.
Oh, well, I'd love to come as well then.
What?
Can I come as well?
What? Well, no, it's too short notice for you, isn't it?
Can I come too?
What are you talking about? Can you come too? You're there every night, you idiot. It'd
be nice to meet Tim Henman.
I thought he'd retired. Who's he playing?
Boris Johnson. Boris Karloff. Boric acid!
I think you mean Boris Becker.
That's him, Boris Black and Decker. The ice-cool turnip.
That's Bjorn Borg.
Where? Where's Bjorn Borg?
No, he's not here. He was the ice-cool Swede.
What about Greta Garbo?
Garbo's not a tennis player.
Greta Garbo's dead.
Is he? Oh, well, in the circumstances, we should call the whole thing off out of respect for him. It's what he would have wanted.
She hasn't just died. She died about 30 years ago. So will it be all right if we come? You don't sound very keen.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm as keen as a Mustang. It'll be a legendary night, just like last night when we had that visit from Rod Stewpot and Britt Leyland.
Rod Stewart and Britt Eklund split up decades ago.
Did they? Well, that would explain why they were being so frosty with each other.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Will there be nibbles?
Oh, yes, there'll be nobbles and drinks and everything.
Oh, see you in a bit, then.
Oh, for crying out loud, why did you let me invite them?
How could I stop you?
You could have pretended you were having a heart attack and keeled over. I could have then said I was going to the phone box to phone for an ambulance, and then I could have run away. And now I'll have to get something for them to bloody drink and something for them to nobble on.
Oh, hello, Arthur.
Wilf?
What can I do for you?
Have you, Wilf, got any stale old pork pies you want to donate for a good cause?
Why do they need to be stale?
So they're free, of course. What sort of businessman are you?
I've got a couple of stale sausage rolls I was going to throw out.
I'll take them.
What do you want them for, anyway? Feeding the ducks?
In a manner of speaking. I'm having a few close friends over for drinks in my dressing room at the Adrenal Theatre this evening.
Oh, right.
Oh, for crying out loud, Wilf. Talk about laying it on with a towel.
What?
Jealousy, my Wilf, is a green-eyed frog that... not jealousy, that's Kermit. Kermit, Wilf, is a green-eyed frog. Off the Muppets. What were we talking about?
You mentioned you were having a drinks do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. I tell you what, Wilf. You bag up all the other odds and ends you've got that are about to go off. I'll pick them up on my way back from the off-licence.
Yeah, can I help? Oh, it's you.
Good afternoon, stroke evening, Brian.
What do you want?
A question for you. I don't suppose you ever get any free samples?
No.
Right, well, that's the first question. In that case, and this is my second question, what is the cheapest alcohol you do?
Oh, please, can you not just come in for once and ask for a specific bottle of something?
Well, I suppose I could, yes.
Brilliant.
So, what do you have in mind?
What do you mean, what do I have in mind?
What is the specific drink you're talking about?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, if you ask me, it's you that needs to be more specific.
It's specific, not Pacific.
Not if we're talking about the sea.
But we're not talking about the sea, are we?
Aren't we?
No.
Right. That's cleared up then.
Oh, I can't bear this. Look. Right, here, wait a minute. Have this. Take it and go, please.
What is it?
It's a gallon of cider. I'm sending 6 gallons of it back. It tastes like vinegar and it looks disgusting.
So what's wrong with it?
Just take it and go, please.
Well, thank you very much, Brian. That'll come in very handy at my soiree at the theatre this evening. And who knows, I might be back for the rest of it if I like it. Right, that's the stale sausage rolls cut up. So, stale sausage rolls, half a pork pie, and about an ounce of brawn. I'm presuming it's brawn. It is a funny colour, though, for brawn. What does it smell like? Here, Malcolm.
What?
Taste that and see if it's all right.
Why me?
Obviously, Malcolm, because I am the star understudy. I can't run the risk of giving myself crippling food poisoning with potential diorama, can I? How do you think that would play out on stage? Would be like Equus all over again. Mind you, at least that time I could blame it on the horses. So I said to Lord Delphont, put your money away, Bernie, this one's on me. Oh dear, you've got to laugh, haven't you? Why aren't you laughing?
You've told me that before.
Have I? When?
Well, most recently, about 12 minutes ago.
Oh, more vinegar? Cider, vinegar, cider, more cider. Come on, it's here to be drunk. Oh, who's that now? Would you excuse me, please? Oh, what do you want?
Have you got people in there?
No, I haven't.
Well, what's that I can hear?
I'm listening to the radio, aren't I? I've got the archers on, and it's just got to a good bit, so...
All right, what's happened?
Oh, Walter Gabriel sat on some nettles. Now, if you don't mind...
Oh, he died years ago.
Yes, that's right, Tim.
What?
Lovely to see you again, Tim. Mind how you go. Good luck in Eastbourne in the second test against Banksy.
Was that Tim Henman?
Yes, that's right. He had to rush off. Him and Elton John have unexpectedly got to drive to, Rotherham. Now, does anybody want any more of this vinegar? Cider!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Act 2 beginner's call. Beginner's Act 2, please.
So how long's the second half?
What are you asking me for?
I thought you'd know, as you are the star understudy.
Well, I would say, off the top of my head, it would be somewhere around the 3 to 5 hours region. At least that's what it feels like.
What's this, Arthur?
We think that that is probably brawn. Yes, in fact, Malcolm was saying earlier that if he wasn't a veterinarian, he would quite literally be all over it like a hungry rash. Isn't that right, Malcolm?
Count Strong.
Not now, Malcolm. More cider vinegar, anyone? It's not bad if you don't breathe in while you're swallowing it. Blimey, who's been having a go at this cider? There's half a gallon gone.
Count Strong.
Shush, Malcolm. Now, have I told you my story about Lord Delphont?
Yes.
Mr. Buchanan to the stage, please. Mr. Buchanan to the stage immediately, please.
What's that about?
Oh, he's probably fallen asleep on the toilet again. Between you and me, his best days are behind him.
I resent that.
Who said that?
I did, dear boy.
Is that you, Charlie? Where are you?
I'm in this wonderfully snug alcove. I slid in at the beginning of the interval, old man. Heard you were having a little drinky-winky.
Mr. Strong, can you get into the second act costume, please?
What?
We need you to get into the costume. We can't find Mr. Buchanan.
Have you seen him?
He's here.
Where?
There, in the alcove, under the costume rail.
What's he doing there?
I'd say... lying down, looking stupid.
Is that brawn on your chin?
Brawn? I thought it was fish.
Charles?
Oh, hello, Maggie. Oh, Maggie. Charlie's been naughty again.
Oh, Charles. At least put some trousers on. And some underpants. You've given him something to drink, haven't you?
Hey, listen, I didn't even know he was under the costume rail. Come on, Charlie, on your feet. They're waiting for you out there.
He won't be able to perform, you fool. Look, he can barely stand up.
No. He'll be fine. His part's more about the words than standing up, isn't it? He's all right, aren't you, Charlie? Steady as... The stick of rock of Gibraltar.
You'll have to go on.
Who will?
You.
Me?
Yes, you are the understudy.
Well, yes, there is that, but let's not be too hasty here. I'm sure he'll be all right in a minute, won't you, Charlie? Charlie! That'll be the brawn. Oh, yes, look, there it is. That's definitely brawn, is that...
Will you get changed, please?
How do you mean, get changed?
He means you're going to get to go on. At last you get to go on. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Oh, I'm looking forward to going on. Oh, yes, what a treat that's going to be. Oh, yes, I'm looking forward to that, all right. Dear God, yes.
Right, well, will you get into costume? Are you all right?
Oh, yes, never better. Oh, I am looking forward to this.
I'll give you a hand.
I haven't learnt it. I never thought I'd get to go on. Who's ever heard of an understudy that actually goes on?
I know. Would it be a good time to do this?
What are you doing? Oh, yes, brilliant, quite brilliant. Look, everybody, Malcolm's having another one of his heart attacks. Well done, Malcolm. Quick, someone, sing Staying Alive to him.
Help.
It was on the telly. When someone has a heart attack, you sing Staying Alive to them until the ambulance comes.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pretend to go to the phone box to phone an ambulance. And then I'm going to run away. And you will be none the wiser. Go on then, get singing. Stay alive.
Oh, I think it's helping.
Appearing with Count Arthur Strong were Mel Gedroych, Alistair Kerr, Dave Mounfield and Terry Kilkelly as Malcolm. The script was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at the Lowry Theatre, Salford, was produced by John Leonard and is a 7 Digital Comedia Entertainment production.